prominent Labour figures have called on Jeremy Corbyn to do more to root out anti-Semitism from within the party. The Labour leader himself has been facing some criticism for sending an apparently supportive message to the creator of an allegedly anti-Semitic mural. Yesterday, protesters gathered outside to demand action from Mr Corbyn. Labour MPs Harriet Harman and John Mann had this to say.
I think it's important for people to come out, stand up and be counted, and that's what I'm doing.
The very existence of my party, the Labour Party, is at stake. We have to win this. We will win this. Every racist anti-Semite out of the Labour Party. It's time for Jeremy Corbyn to act.
Speaking last night, the former Prime Minister Tony Blair called for action and was asked if he believed Mr Corbyn was an anti-Semite.
I don't believe he is personally anti-Semitic, but I do believe that he and the people around him particularly do not understand the seriousness of this problem. I think they would be very wise to listen carefully to what the Jewish community is saying today and to act upon it. He's going to have to show that he really understands the issue, that the people around him really understand it, and that he's prepared to act on it.
03030 80 55 55. Phil Kelly from the Northern Ireland Labour Party is with us. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
So too is Henry Hill, the assistant editor at the blog Conservative Home. Good morning to you, Henry.
Good morning.
So, Phil, the MP, Lucia, is it Berger, told the crowd that anti-Semitism had become more commonplace, conspicuous and corrosive. Quite damning words.
Well, let's deal with that. My problem is this, Vinny. I don't trust the motives of people like Stephen Kinnock, Wes Streeting or G.S. Phillips, people who were behind the coup against Jeremy Corbyn just 2 years ago. Let me say this. I believe anti-Semitism is a cancer and a disease in our society, and I do not believe it should be used as a cynical bit of political manoeuvring.
Okay.
And I think people that do this are an obscene insult to those who are really committed to fighting anti-Semitism. There has been a 34% rise in violent anti-Semitic attacks in the UK since 2018. Now, this
do you agree, Phil Kelly, that it is a problem within the Labour Party?
It's a problem within society. The problem with the enough is enough demonstration was that it tried to paint the anti-Semitism problem that we're facing as solely a problem of the left, and that's not. It's a societal problem, and since Brexit we've seen hate crime, racism rise, and you look at who is responsible, it is the hate language, the incitement from our tabloid press, and the policies of Tory government. You know, for to be debating a Tory about prejudice is obscene when these are the same people who have scapegoated migrants and refugees. So what I'm saying is that if we want to be realistic about tackling anti-Semitism, and we should, we need to look at it as a societal issue that needs to be rooted out. And if anti-Semites are present in the Labour Party, they should be expelled. If they are present in the Conservative Party in government, they should be expelled. Clear as. Simple, not political.
Jeremy Corbyn told the Labour Party conference in 2016, so that's what, say roughly 2 years ago, that anti-Semitism is an evil that led to the worst crimes of the 20th century. So he referred to it then and the issue within the party, the Labour Party. So he's had almost 2 years and it is still a problem. So has he done anything to tackle that?
Well, you're talking about 2016. There was a House of Commons Home Affairs Committee looking at the allegation that anti-Semitism had risen in the Labour Party since Jeremy Corbyn's elections. It found this, and there was six Tories, one SNP and two Labour MPs on this committee. There exists no reliable empirical evidence to support the notion that there is a higher prevalence of anti-Semitic attitudes within the Labour Party than any other political party. That's the problem. Of course there is anti-Semitism in the Labour Party. Of course there is racism and homophobia within the Labour Party, like all institutions and political parties in our society, and where we find it, we must deal with it.
Henry Hill, of course, Jeremy Corbyn, he did say he was sorry for not having studied the content of this mural more detail. This was in 2012. Why has that become an issue now, 6 years later?
Well, because that this was when Luciana Berger discovered it and wrote to the leader's office about it, but two, because it's simply sort of the latest in a very long series of anti-Semitic incidents, both within the Labour Party and several, you know, connected to the leader's office. You know, in the space of, what, a week, 2 weeks, we've had three different Facebook groups rife with anti-Semitic content, which Jeremy Corbyn has been a part in. And, you know, I share Tony Blair's view that Jeremy Corbyn is probably not personally anti-Semitic. But I do think that he adopts this kind of no enemies on the left perspective that you often find, which means that he cannot bring himself to confront putative allies on the left who adopt anti-Semitic positions. And I do think it's also, frankly, addressing the last speaker, a bit ridiculous to be lecturing the Jewish community on which institutions are or are not particularly anti-Semitic. You know, for all that you might not trust the motivations of certain Labour people who are involved in that protest, for all that you might not trust the motivations of some of the Conservatives who've been calling out Jeremy Corbyn on this issue, the fact of the matter is that yesterday's protest was organised by two of the biggest non-partisan Jewish groups in the United Kingdom. And if they are saying there's a specific problem, then that has to be taken seriously.
Phil Kelly?
Let me deal with that, because what hasn't been said on this show, there was a counter-demonstration by Jewish groups in support of Jeremy Corbyn, and Wes Streeting, like myself, a non-Jew, told the counter-protest that they shouldn't be protesting in support of Jeremy Corbyn. So you have a non-Jew telling Jews what to do and say. So
on the one hand, you have the Board of Deputies of British Jews, one of the largest, if not the largest organisation of Jewish people in the United Kingdom. And on the other hand, you had a very small counter-demonstration by Jewish Voice for Labour, which was a very small group. I mean, I know the counter-demonstration...
Well, Henry,
but let's not act as if they're comparable. The Board of Deputies of British Jews is as close as a voice for British Jewry as there is. And they say there is a specific problem with anti-Semitism in the Labour Party. And I think we should take them seriously.
So what do you say then, Henry, to people that claim, as Phil has, this is just another excuse, another thing, stick to beat the Labour Party and to beat Jeremy Corbyn with, and it's a problem throughout society?
Well, I mean, it undoubtedly it is a problem throughout society. I don't think anybody disputes that, and it should definitely be dealt with. But for me, when it comes to anti-Semitism, the first thing you should do is you should listen to the groups that are most directly affected by anti-Semitism. And it's fairly clear, and I think that to any fair-minded observer, it's very clear, that the largest Jewish organizations in the country and hundreds of Jewish members of the Labour Party are saying that for all that there is a societal problem, there is a specific problem in the Labour Party, as evinced by dozens and dozens of news stories, and several of them are connected to the leaders.
So why do you think it took Corbyn so long to apologise, Henry?
As I said, I think it's not that he's personally anti-Semitic. He almost certainly isn't. It's this no enemies on the left idea. It's a really big part of the culture on the hard left, where you simply don't call, you know, you don't pick fights with your own side. You concentrate.
Can I deal with that?
No, I'm still talking, thank you. And you concentrate on the enemy. And that means that when you have people who have allowed anti-imperialism and anti-Americanism to bleed over into a specific and excessive focus on Israel, which does bleed into anti-Semitism, it makes it very hard for someone like Jeremy Corbyn.
Okay, Phil Kelly, you went back in there.
Yeah, I mean, let's deal with this, because we've heard these terms, hard left, and it's been used, you know, to deride the Momentum movement, Trotsky himself a Jew. The supposed hard left, I don't like that term, but the intellectual thinking behind that, the rich tradition of that Labour socialist values comes from great Jewish thinkers. And also, someone like Corbyn is totally stamped with the fight against anti-Semitism. His own mother stood on Cable Street to resist the black shirts of Mosley being marched through the East End with the acquiescence of the Metropolitan Police and the cheering of the Daily Mail. His mother stood there with socialists, with Labour members, with leftists, to defend those Jewish citizens.
Jeremy Corbyn is facing protests by Jewish citizens.
Our last Labour leader was Ed Miliband, and Jeremy Corbyn himself took part in the Battle of Wood Green in the 1977 against the National Front, again on the march, and stood there and put himself in harm's way to stand against that. So this kind of
Why are the largest Jewish organisations in the country organising an unprecedented protest in Parliament Square to say that they have a specific problem with Jeremy Corbyn's leadership of the Labour Party and its attitude to anti-Semitism?
Well, I'll tell you why, because they're following...
That's exactly what they're saying. You can list all of these historical examples, but the fact of the matter is the Board of Deputies of British Jews and several other large Jewish organisations have written in very explicit terms to the Labour leader's office to say that his attitude, his approach to tackling anti-Semitism in the Labour Party is not good enough. No history lesson will counteract that.
0 30 30 80 55 55. Joe in South Belfast. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Vinny. I'll answer the guy's question, why this is happening all of a sudden. It's happening all of a sudden because there's more Islamophobia in the UK than there is anti-Semitism. That's the first thing. The second thing is this is being carried out to deflect away and smokescreen away from what's going on in the UK at the minute with the Conservatives, which they obviously are loving this at the minute, and also that the fact that Jeremy Corbyn got the biggest raise in vote since Clement Attlee from 1948 in the last election, and he's a threat to everybody, the corporations, the Conservatives, and whoever else. And the man, what is the man to do? Has he to be crucified on a cross or something like that for to say he's sorry about a mural from 6 years ago? These people need to get real. And by the way, a couple of other things I just want to say here that people aren't talking about. They're not talking about the fact that somebody else's land in 1948 was given to some other people whose land it didn't belong to.
Okay, well, let's just stay on the point, Joe. What's your response then to the fact that Jeremy Corbyn, he's had to apologise for showing support appearing to show support for an apparent anti-Semitic mural? Say again?
What else has he got to do? And by the way, you only have to look at America to see who actually controls the American government. It's not the Democrats or the Republicans. It's AIPAC. People need to look at AIPAC and see what actually that is, and then they'll see what's really going on. You're literally dealing with...
So have you seen the mural yourself, Joe, that we're talking about?
No, but I've heard the full description of it.
What do you think?
I personally would be saying that that is wrong. But many times have you to say that's wrong or sorry or whatever. People need to realise that there's also views and opinions around the world from everybody. And as Phil Kelly pointed out there, and I agree with the guy 100%, everything he says all the time, with everything that he talks about.
Okay.
There's anti-Semitism all around the world in small pockets, no matter where you go, including the Conservative Party.
Okay, Joe, we'll have to leave it there. Joe, thank you. Henry Hill, thank you. And Phil Kelly, thank you very much.